1970. Again, little was added to dramatically change Corvette styling. Fender swells or flares were added to cut down on wheel thrown debris, a problem with the 68 through 69 models. The grille evolved from horizontal bars into an A-crate pattern, which was also carried over to new fender louvers, which replaced the four vertical slots found in the two preceding years. Front parking lights were rectangular rather than round, and the dual exhaust outlets were also squared off. Interiors experienced subtle refinements, such as redesigned seats for more headroom, and easier access was provided to the rear storage compartment. Other luxury appointments included custom interiors with leather seat trim, wood grain accents, and lower carpet trim on interior door panels, wood grain accents on the console, and special cut pile carpeting. The original high-performance LT1 engine was introduced, a small block 350 cubic inch displacement power plant with new solid lifters capable of 370 horsepower. Big block displacement grew to 454 cubic inches, rated at 390 horsepower in the LS5 model. Production dropped to 17,316 units, thanks in part to a strike-induced late production startup. Cost of the basic coupe climbed to $5,192, and the convertible retailed for $4,849. On the track, Corvettes captured SCCA A and B production races for the second consecutive year.